Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's called a blow to Patrick administration attempts to control rising health insurance premiums. A state appeals board has sided with Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare in a dispute over premium caps. The board has reversed a recent state insurance commissioner decision to turn down Harvard Pilgrim rate hikes for small businesses. To talk about what this means and what's next, we turn now to Barbara Anthony, Massachusetts Undersecretary of Consumer Affairs. Good morning.
Thanks very much for having me on, Bob.
Barbara Anthony, is there any way the state insurance commissioner can appeal this appeals board ruling?
No, the state insurance commissioner cannot appeal. This is a final decision of the agency. So we are unable to appeal this to any court.
That being the case, does this mean, in your view, that rate increases are around the corner for some small businesses and their employees insured by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare?
That's up to Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. They are able to impose these increases now. They could impose them retroactively, but that is up to them at this time. But, you know, I think the important thing, Bob, is for listeners to understand is that we are going to stay the course in terms of a very strict and careful review of all of the rates that are coming up now for review. Carriers have to file their insurance rates every quarter. And we are currently reviewing them now for the July quarter, July, August, September. Soon we'll be reviewing them for the October, November, December quarter. We're going to apply the test of reasonableness. We're going to the commissioner, if he thinks rates are excessive or unreasonable, we'll continue to disapprove those rates. So, you know, we're not going to be deterred by this bump in the road. We're going to continue to use all the authority that we have to try and drive down health care insurance rates for small businesses and working families in Massachusetts.
Well, you call it a bump in the road, but in fact, the appeals board pretty much slapped down the insurance commissioner, Joseph Murphy. The insurance appeals board found that Harvard Pilgrim rates were reasonable, and Commissioner Murphy did not. It's hardly just a slap on the wrist.
Well, these are 25 of the some odd 250 rates that were disapproved. Again, what I'm saying is that Harvard has to come forth and have all of their rates are subject to scrutiny, not just these rates dealt with April contract renewals. That's not the end of the game. Carriers have to file all of the rates. They can't charge rates unless they go through the review process of the Division of Insurance, and if the commissioner disapproves them, they cannot charge those rates. So all by bumping the road, I mean this is one set of rates for one set of contract renewals. We are going to continue to use the authority that the commissioner has to disapprove unreasonable and excessive rates.
Is the message here from the state to insurance companies that you can appeal if you want, but we're still going to fight these things, so wouldn't it be better to play ball up front and avoid a long and maybe unnecessary regulatory process?
You know, that sounds like a good idea, Bob. I think that certainly is a message. We're not backing off. We are going forward. We have the legal authority to review the rates. We're going to continue to do that. But we have been saying all along to the carriers, sit down with us, talk with us, let's try to work out some resolutions here. We're saying with respect to hospitals and providers, the same thing. So we have, our door has been open, and we have been talking with carriers, and we will continue to talk to them, because what we want here is not to have legal battles. That's not what this is about by any means. What we want is to come together, to come up with some common solutions to drive down these double-digit rate increases that families and small businesses have been enduring here in the state.
You know, I want to ask the same question that I asked a minute ago, but from the other point of view, the insurance company point of view, couldn't it also be said, you know, state insurance regulators, given this ruling that our rates were found reasonable, why don't you play ball with us so that we all avoid a long and unnecessary regulatory process?
Well, as I said, we're willing to, we have been discussing some kinds of resolutions, and we want to continue to do that. So, you know, no matter which way you put it, the answer is we are willing to sit down and talk. We have been talking. We want to continue to work together with the industry to come up with solutions. So we certainly have been there, and we will continue. You know, it isn't just the legal front that we're going to proceed on by any means. I don't want to create that impression. We will proceed on all fronts here. And incidentally, the governor has introduced into the legislature regulatory proposals that would give us expanded authority in this rate area, not only over carriers but also over providers, plus some other provisions. So while we are using all of our existing authority, it certainly would be good to have these proposals move forward in a positive way as well.
So bottom line, Barbara Anthony, is the state going to continue to butt heads with insurance companies?
We're going to continue to use all the authority that we have, Bob, to review these rates, and if we find them unreasonable or excessive in relation to the benefits that consumers are getting, the commissioner will continue to disapprove them.
Massachusetts Under Secretary of Consumer Affairs Barbara Anthony, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Bob.